This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Long time Buckeye beat writer for the Columbus Dispatch. Now enjoying being a grandfather. Right, Tim? That's the love of your life, right?
Yes, it is, as a matter of fact. And who knows, could be double here any time now. So.
Oh, really? Oh,
really?
Are
yeah,
we counting?
That's all. You never like to jinx that situation.
No.
But yes.
No.
By the way, I was listening to that song, and I just saw watched a video the other night of Jerry Reed on Austin City Limits in 1982.
Mm-hmm.
He and his band playing that song as their end song, and I'm thinking, I think that guitar player was the boyfriend of the young lady we all. Anyway, got to know one time in Nashville, me and a bunch of our gang here on that. I told you the movie I'm going to write one of these days. That is a true story, which is much like Hangover.
Really?
But I digress.
Oh, yeah. I remember you bringing this up.
Oh, I can't wait for that movie.
I want to see this movie, too.
It's one of those things you keep going out there like you're going to do it, but probably you'll never do it. But you know what I'm saying.
Oh, I hear you.
I'm going to climb Mount Everest one of these days. Go ahead now.
Let me know. I'll send you some hot chocolate when you get to the top.
Me and my diet, which starts
bottles.
Tomorrow.
Plenty of oxygen bottles. Go ahead now.
Hot chocolate. All right. Let's break down the Buckeyes here for a second. It's a good time, too, especially with tomorrow being an off day and then Indiana next week. C.J. Stroud, to me, as I watch this guy every week, continues to get better and better. I'm just hesitant on saying, wow, he looks amazing. This is everything's great because of the level of opponents they played. Now, Rutgers surprised me because I thought they were a little bit better. And I thought Maryland might do a little bit better last week, too. But they hung 66, and no one can stop them in the first half the last 2 weeks. Again, we're talking about the clock at halftime stopping them. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. Well, that's the main thing is they've gotten off to big-time starts the last several weeks, and which was sort of like the albatross hanging around their neck earlier in the season. Number two, there's no doubt he's more healthy from the standpoint of his shoulder. He had this great line. He had a supernatural remedy or cure or something that happened to him during that off week. And like I said, I've been telling people, I haven't had a chance to go run that down. Like, what exactly is he talking about? But he's clearly throwing the ball with more authority. I thought he was pretty good when he threw for 484 against Oregon. He was pretty good, a little wild high there to begin with. But when you go for the second most yards in school history in a single game, you're having a pretty good day, you know, not the great day, but a pretty good day. But I digress. Bottom line is, yeah, he's looked more on point. And, yeah, I mean, Maryland was out there playing with, like, their, you know, for probably more of another term, probably their third-string corners or second- and third-string cornerbacks. But here's the thing. Do you throw strikes anyway, you know? He hit guys in stride,
right.
Nice passes, had great command. Maryland had a pretty decent defensive front, a lot of people thought. And just like Rutgers did the week before, when you've got your offensive line playing the way this offensive line is playing for Ohio State, you know, they can go up against a lot of people, and he can be effective because he's got not one, not two, not three. He's got four, possibly five targets when you count Travion Henderson coming out of the backfield to throw to, you know, but or high quality. I mean, obviously Chris Olave, maybe the best receiver in the country. Garrett Wilson right up there. His best receiver in the country, Jackson Smith and Jigba. You know, if people were paying attention last year, you could see this coming. Jeremy Ruckert, the tight end. And then, of course, like I said, Travion Henderson. You know, it's hard for me to believe, unless you get to C.J. Stroud, it's hard for me to believe there are defenses out there. Even Georgia's can stop five receiving threats like that. So, you know, I'm not sitting there going to win a national championship or even play for it, but this is an offense that's on the rise and, you know, with a first-year starting quarterback. And, you know, I think it's time for people to kind of sit back and enjoy it and understand that other teams are going to scheme you. They're going to come after you. Occasionally they're going to get to you. You know, that's just the way the game is played now. But they seem to – he and his receivers seem to have the ability to hit that big play when they really need it, you know, except for maybe that Oregon game late. But even then they had a couple of penalties that really screwed up the comeback. But that's what people ought to be enjoying right now is this – quick threat offense, which leads the nation in total offense, and is averaging 8.6 yards a play, which is on a record pace for Ohio State.
Hey, what's the latest on defensive?
Wait a minute. I'm reaching for one of those oxygen bottles that I was preparing, accumulating for my trip up Mount Everest because I sure talked a long time there.
Okay, here, I'll slow down. You all right?
Okay. Yeah,
you
I'm good.
All right. We'll get a yodeler out here so you can
rarefied. I'm in rarefied air here. Go ahead.
You always are in thin air. Haskell Garrett got hurt in the game. What's the status on him? Do we know what's up? Tough
basically,
question.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm trying to figure out how to answer because I don't know exactly what his injury is. They never give out info like that now. But hell, the earmarks of either a tweaked knee or a high ankle sprain situation. Because Ryan, they basically did offer that he's been dealing with it for a while. Whatever the problem was. Now, you know, for example, a high ankle sprain can get tweaked in the middle of a game, and it feels like you just got it. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, the difference between an ankle sprain and a high ankle sprain, I think most people know those now, but just basically where your two bones go together at the base of your leg before it goes into the ankle or right at the ankle. But I digress. I'm not even saying that's what his problem was. He was helped off. They, you know, rest is definitely – this off week came at a right time for him. And I've been indicated by insiders that he'll be back sooner rather than later. But whether that means next week against at Indiana remains to be seen. Definitely want all hands on deck when they play Penn State the week after that. But that's my update on him.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Tim. So the Buckeyes on a bye this week. So I have to ask this: CJ Stroud, the best quarterback.
I don't know, man. Wait a minute. You need to look into your soul. Do I really need to ask Tim this question? Is this the question I'm going to lay
this
it all
it.
On the line for?
Buddy,
yes.
I've been working on this question for 6 days. I've got
right, go
6
ahead.
Days of work into this.
All right.
CJ Stroud, the best quarterback in the Big Ten? And is that more of a comment on Stroud or the Big Ten?
I think CJ Stroud's a hell of a quarterback, so... and I think he's only going to get better. I keep reminding people he was the MVP of the Elite 11 2 years ago in 2019, the best quarterbacks in the nation collected prospects to have a little competition. He's pretty damn good when he's healthy. I think people can see that. He can run when he needs to. At this moment, you know, the kid at Michigan State's playing pretty well. I will say that. But with Michael Penix Jr. out, you know, I don't know if he's even going to get to play against Ohio State because of his shoulder situation. And the Petrus kid at Iowa, you know, I know he's winning games and stuff. He doesn't look quite as dynamic, in my opinion, as C.J. Stroud.
No, it's not pretty.
Cade McNamara, still a debate on whether or not Michigan's playing the right guy, Cade McNamara or J.J. McCarthy. So I'm just going through the list for you. He's definitely better than Taulia Tagovailoa. I think that was obvious to everybody the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I would think – my answer at this moment would be yes, he probably is the best quarterback in the Big Ten. And as I pointed out, you know, with what's going on at Oklahoma right now and what's happened to Ugalalele, or I think I pronounced that pretty close, at Clemson, et cetera, you know, C.J. Stroud with a couple other decent games, especially against this onslaught they're going to run into now with Penn State, Michigan State, and Michigan showcase games, not to mention if they get to the Big Ten championship game, I would say C.J. Stroud in this offense, based on the way he's playing now, is going to be definitely mentioned high in the Heisman Trophy race. So, yeah, my answer to your question would be yes.
Six days of research, all worth it.
All right. Well,
all worth it, yeah.
Wait a minute,
research by you or me?
Probably you, too.
Hey, I don't want to pull the curtain back. There's a lot of magic happening.
Every game's a new adventure. An injury changes everything, you know. But is Bryce Young the best quarterback in the country right now? You know, I don't think people are saying that anymore. Mm. So Spencer Rattler, I don't think they're saying that anymore. Go ahead now.
All right, question. Mayan Williams, what is the deal? Is he in? Is he out? He says he's coming back. I'm asking you all these tough questions, aren't I?
Right. But here's the thing. I mean, you know, the hints they give us, you know, granted, we all have people who can tell us things and stuff like that. I don't like to go beyond. I don't like to go past, you know, what their protocols are unless it's something really, really important. And
all right, so let me lay it out for anybody that doesn't know.
I'm getting the impression that he probably had some kind of, you know, problem. I mean, whatever that thing is that's been going around, I can't remember the name of it. But anyway, I mean, the length of time he's been out and the time he's expected to be back next week, I would think he had, you know, some kind of situation like that dealing with a maybe the pandemic or something like that. I mean, who knows? Guys' feelings get hurt. One week you're the starter, the next week you don't even play. That's got to bum you out quite a bit. You know, you remember what I'm talking about, the swing there when they went definitely to Trevion.
Yeah.
But then they also moved Master Teague. Well, that's a fastball and a hard ball, you know, that you're throwing at people. And I think he was banged up. Mayan was banged up in practice in the middle of that week, had to miss a day or two. So, you know, the train keeps moving, man. You've got to stay on the train. And it's, you know, that's that old saying, availability is probably your biggest strength as a football player from week to week.
All I know is I watch Henderson every game, and I'm just mesmerized by that kid.
Yeah,
watching him play. But I'm trying to figure out.
You like Mayan Williams. There's no doubt you like Mayan Williams, but you have other options there. And I'm not knocking him at all because I think he's pretty good. But Trevion Henderson's going to be probably has a chance to be at least freshman of the year in the Big Ten, if not the maybe one of the offensive players of the year. And then, you know, Master Teague III gives you, like I said, those, and I think he's gotten a lot better in the last several weeks. Marcus Crowley is a guy they really liked 2 years ago, suffered a knee injury, spent all year last year coming back from that, and now you're seeing him in full bloom. And as Ryan Day said, he's running violently again, and he's a big dude. You know, that's why you have a stable, man. When one racehorse can't go, you saddle up another one.
Here's the other thing too. When I watch this offense, and I start to wonder because I mean, Tim, you've got the whole. I mean, you basically have the Jack Park encyclopedia inside your head when it comes to Ohio State football. So
maybe
wait a minute.
I have the abridged version. Go ahead now.
Okay, but I watch this wide receiving core, in particular Wilson, Olave, and Smith and Jigba, and I wonder. You know, we've seen so many great wide receivers go through Ohio State.
Yep.
And then I look at these three guys, and not to mention you got Marvin Harrison Jr. And the depth is there too.
You looked out at Mecca Buka.
Yeah, it's because it's hard for me to say his name.
I know.
That's why.
Did you hear me? I asked Chris Olave, do y'all have a nickname for him, like Double E or E Squared? And he laughed and he goes, no, we just call him Emeka. But go ahead now.
See, that's why I didn't say it. But I look at these guys and I'm trying to place them in Ohio State history as a trio. Or as a four or five some, and how deep this wide receiving core is. I mean, they all could be playing on Sunday.
Well, get this. I've got Demetrius Stanley's going to be on my podcast. I've already recorded it for next week.
Oh,
and
cool.
He was a receiver, remember, that 96 team that won the Rose Bowl. And that team had a freshman on named David Boston. You remember him, you know?
Yes.
D. Miller was on that team and stuff. And those guys were pretty – that was a pretty good trio right there. And you know, who played even more as the next 2 years went on. I'm talking about Boston and D. Miller did. But I've said this on the record. I've never covered a wide receiver core instead of room. Let's call them a core, C-O-R-P-S, at Ohio State deeper than this one. And that doesn't mean one of these players is better than Terry Glenn or Chris Carter or Santonio Holmes in his prime or – you know, or some of these other great receivers they've had to go through there. But as a group, I mean, I've never covered one deeper. And like I just said, Emeka Egbuka and Marvin Harrison Jr. have barely scratched the surface as receivers. Emeka Egbuka, though, right now is number two in the country in kickoff returns, average per kickoff return. Hmm. I mean, they're all finding ways to get in the game and or contribute to the game. But, yeah, when they had Anthony Gonzalez and Santonio Holmes, and I think Brian Hartline was on that team, and Ted Ginn Jr., that was a pretty good group. But as a whole, were they as dangerous as this group from top to bottom? I'm not sure they were, you know, but they all those guys made plays when they were there too.
Tim, as I watch it, I just keep saying to myself, remember these games because all these guys are going to play in the NFL.
Well, I keep telling everybody this, Andy. Take a snapshot, you know, a Kodak moment. You know, there's a, you know, a blast from the past, but take a Kodak moment. This is a great collection of offensive football players, of an offensive roster for Ohio State, the likes of which I've never seen. And what I'm talking about is the depth of it. That includes, for sure, the offensive line. But then, you know, you go, and I'm talking about, like I said, I'm not saying any of these guys are better than individuals from other teams, but I'm saying as a collection, it's unbelievable. And then you got C.J. Stroud, like I just pointed out, his, you know, his blue blood background, I mean, where you know, basically how good he can be potentially. And then you got, Cal McCord, and you got Jack Miller sitting there who could probably be playing a lot of other places, et cetera. And then you got the best quarterback, you know, recruit in the country for 2022, who just changed that and became the best quarterback recruit for 2021, and Quinn Ewers sitting there, and you barely even see him warm up yet. So, yes, this is a moment in – this is one of those moments in time, and I keep reminding people to sit back and enjoy it, man. It's – you know, everybody gets caught up in the minutiae of things and just don't see the big picture. He's putting up about 50 points a game on average and more yards than anybody else in the country right now. Granted, the last several opponents have helped that, but hell, they had over 600 yards against Oregon in the loss. So they got something going on the offensive side.
Hey, Tim, just real quick, can we read into the fact that you were made the trip to Rutgers? Does that make a difference? That he traveled with the team.
Most coaches I've known like to have their quarterbacks make the trip so they understand the whole
being on the road
of a road trip, and you know, so they're not caught. Yeah, I mean, the coaches I've known have all basically said that almost. It's important to get your quarterbacks in a groove on how to prepare, how to get to your room, and et cetera. You know, what the things to little pieces to follow as you're on the road and stuff. So. But no, I wouldn't read into it much more than that. I mean, really, they've only got four quarterbacks, three 5-stars and a 4-star.
All right, Tim. You watch this guy in college. He now currently plays for the Browns. He's out this week. Nick Chubb has been announced that he's out with a calf injury.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
What kind of an impact do you think that makes for the Brownies? Because I know you're watching.
Oh, I think it makes an impact, but not as much as ridiculously horrible. He should be investigated. Official calls. Like in that game last week, you're kidding me. You know, I mean, you know, borderline incompetent, a few of those calls, which were huge in that game. But, yeah, I mean, when you have that thunder and lightning or whatever they call it, what do they call them up there, Chubb and Hunt? What do they call them?
Oh, with thunder and lightning. There's a whole bunch of nicknames.
Yeah, you know, rocket and propulsion. But, missile and rocket. There we go. That'd be a good one. It's bound to hurt you a little bit because I think the thing about Nick Chubb, the thing I like about Kareem Hunt is he literally kind of wants to run over you as opposed to by you. He just has that look in his eye, you know. Kind of reminds me of the spokesman now for the NFL. What's his name? He used to play for the Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, Marshawn Lynch?
Marshawn Lynch. He kind of reminds me of him a little bit in the sense that he likes to show his physical. Nick Chubb has that little bit of a smooth little wiggle, as I call, you know, what I've been talking about, Trevion Henderson, what sets him apart. He can make you think you're in a form tackle position. All of a sudden you're in an arm tackle position and he runs right through it. You know, those guys in their own way and I know y'all know that, are a little bit different just watching them run the ball, but it's great when you have those two pitches to throw at people. You know, if Baker gets on the beam, that could be quite the offense.
Tim, thank you very much. As always, we ran out of time. We could do this for an hour, but I'll get in trouble if we do it for an hour. So
I'm going to try to generate some opinions next time.
That'd be nice, Tim.
All right, I'm going to start working on my question now I have 7 days.
Yeah, questions now for, you know, formulated, but don't give them to me early, you know, I guess the Washington Redskins were proofreading other people's scoops. That's pretty interesting.
Goodbye, Tim. We got to go. I got to leave it on that one.
Dude, you guys are coming to the NFL. Unbelievable stuff. It never ceases to amaze me. What's going
on? All right, Tim, we got to go. I'm going to get in trouble. I'll talk to you later. We'll talk to you. Enjoy your weekend off. Thanks.
You got it. You too.
All right, bye, Tim.
See you, buddy.
Tim May.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.